So hi, I'm Kathy Terrell. I'll be teaching Public Policy 534, which I think is called Economic Development Policy. It's a survey course. The core question in this is basically, how do you make poor countries rich? Or how do you reduce poverty in poor countries? And the first half of the course will take you through sort of the evolution of thought on how to do this. The field sort of started in 1950, and we're going to go from then up till now in the policies that have been tried at the macro level and the theories that have been tried and haven't worked, obviously, or we wouldn't have so many poor countries today. So that's the first half. The second half, well, let's see, let me get more specific. The first half looks at primarily growth, how to make countries grow faster, sort of economic questions, but it's also political economy questions like governance and rule of law and things like that. We're going to be looking at how some countries were able to connect with the global economy and take advantage of it and how others have not been able to, those kinds of things. Second half is more micro-oriented. It's essentially focused on different aspects of poverty alleviation. We'll be looking at, for example, different programs like cash transfer programs, microfinance, education, health, all kinds of different fields. So you guys have an opportunity in this course to really get to know a country really well. You'll work on a team with four people to produce two papers. In the first half of the course, it'll be paper that's on kind of macro development policies of that course. And in the second half, it'll be a paper on the micro, some kind of micro project, some field that you're interested in that country. So you'll get to follow a country and how it's been doing. Essentially, the course has a small textbook. It's William Easterly's The Elusive Quest for Growth, and then a bunch of readings and a course pack. And so in addition to these two team papers, there's also an exam at the end. So that's it. Oh, finally, you do not have to have massive amounts of knowledge of macro and microeconomics for this. This is more fuzzy economics than some other courses.